Rick Semler is a 21-year-old songwriter. Hello, Rick.
Howdy, how are you going, Rick?
Welcome to a rather mad, completely disjointed night.
Running a bit late, are you?
Oh, well, it's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick, you're a songwriter?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, how long have you been in the business?
Well, I'm just sort of starting out.
Are you? How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21?
Yeah.
All right, and how many songs have you written so far?
Well, actually, I've come up with about three or four that I really, really like, but I've written lots and lots of different songs, for mm-hmm. music to songs, and just trying to put melodies to them and all that sort of stuff like that.
What sort of music do you like? Who can we liken it to?
Well, it really varies quite a bit. Like really dancey stuff and modern commercial stuff, and then I like ballads and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that I actually sent to Gawn, we recorded as like a dance song,
mm-hmm.
and then I did a re-record version of the song, which is like a more of a ballad version, which gives the vocalist more of an opportunity to sort of express their vocals and get more into it and gives the song more depth.
Have you got a favourite artist that perhaps started you off with the thought that you might like to be a songwriter?
Well, the actual thing that got me into songwriting was I actually liked mixing bands and things like that, more commercial-wise and in the studio than live or anything like that. And it's really, really hard to sort of get into that sort of thing, so I started writing my own music so I can mix my own music, so I can get practice that way and eventually get into mixing other bands in the studio.
Yeah, do you perform yourself? Cool.
No, not at all.
You don't, you?
No.
No?
No.
What sort of musical training have you had?
I've been playing the drums since I was 4 years of age.
Have you?
And I taught myself the keyboard and I've been programming drum machines for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. What does that mean, the programming drum machines? I mean, on computerized?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's another form of most music. It's cheaper to sort of get a drum machine than a drummer nowadays. Drums are really hard to record in the studio. So they sample drums and then they record off the drum machine.
Mm. You can tell the difference in quality, can't you, though, between a drum machine and a real drum?
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're a drummer, you can definitely tell the difference. But to the sort of a common ear, they probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But in some cases, you definitely can, especially the real commercial dance music. It's like a drum machine. But there's also some like acid jazz and stuff getting around where they're using drum machines.
Mm. Of course, Phil Collins wouldn't agree with that.
No. I'm a drum myself, but it is really hard to pick. I can always pick it, but when it comes down to people that just listen to music and don't have a trained ear for listening for a real drummer.
All right, Rick, when you're writing a song, I mean, what, do you write it with a piano or do you write it with a drum kit?
yeah, it's a good question. I usually start out with drums, believe it or not, with a drum pattern.
Yeah.
And to the drum pattern, I'll add a bass and try and get a catchy bass pattern happening. Mm. And then I'll put some music over top of that for the keyboard.
Mm.
And then I'll keep changing and changing it.
So is it just the music that you write, or do you write the lyrics as well?
Yep, I write the lyrics as well, and the lyrics don't really take very long to get together at all. I sort of listen to the song, and then the song sort of tells me the lyrics, sort of. So about 5 or 10 minutes just to write down lyrics.
Yep. So you got your own home studio?
I've got a little 4-track and reverb unit which I borrowed to record this one.
Yeah.
An echo unit and all sorts of stuff.
All right, well, the track we're going to hear is Gone. The vocals by Elektra. Can you tell me a little bit about Elektra?
I sure can. Elektra's a really talented vocalist, which I sort of discovered in a bar singing in a talent contest, and Elektra's sort of got a wild image of her own.
Yeah.
So we'd like to sort of get together and one day and find some sort of recording contract and get an album happening or a casting or something to give us a go. The usual sort of story, I guess.
Yeah. So where do you, your cassettes for sale, for argument's sake?
No, not at all.
You're not sort of doing anything commercially?
We'd like to sort of someone to give us a go, so we're just sort of starting to send our stuff out. And also sort of like to be good to tour it or something like that. Because Elektra's really, really good at singing live. I think her voice comes out better live than you can do in a home recording studio. Mm. But with a really big studio, she'd sound fabulous.
Yep. All right, Rick Semler.
She'll love to saying that.
Yeah, 21 years of age. Good luck with your songwriting. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And good luck with your show. It's really good giving people the opportunity like me to promote your music.
It's our pleasure.
Okay.
Here he is, Rick Semler. He wrote the song called Gone and performed by Elektra.
from the time of my day. You left a thousand reasons. Sunshine gone, winter's in season. Gone is your chance to stay. It's all gone away. Your time has been come. You had to